Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is hour number three of this Wednesday edition of the Cook and Joe Show. Starkey's still on vacation. He'll be back with me tomorrow. This is normally the time of the week we hear from Bob Grove. The Bob Grove Report, always brought to you by Breakneck Tavern, your local Pittsburgh craft beer headquarters. Grover couldn't make it today. I do want to talk hockey for a minute and ask Eric to stick around. My first thought, Eric, when St. Louis gets in last night and Boston, not exactly a dream matchup for NBC and the NHL, is it?
Well, you got, at least you have two American cities. So
you that, got and, Boston's a big city.
And Boston. And
people are Boston sick, aren't they?
I think they are. So, well, I don't know what would have been better. I mean, would San Jose and Boston been better? I don't know.
How about Pittsburgh and St. Louis? That would have been better at least here, wouldn't it?
Here, of course, yes.
Well, I mean, we think about what a grind this is to get to the Stanley Cup final. The Penguins were eliminated a lifetime ago. Now they're just going to the final, and they don't start till next Monday.
Right.
I think it finally caught up to San Jose a little bit. They had two seven-game series to get this far. They got some breaks. They had two seven-game series in it. Last night, no Pavelski, no Hurdle, no Carlson. I think injuries caught up to him a little bit.
Yeah, injuries and maybe good old luck, as we talked about last week. You know, were they even deserving to get this far? Their defense, honestly, was shaky to begin with. Martin Jones ran so hot and cold. And, you know, Erik Karlsson, he's a tremendous talent, but I imagine
they
say the same things about Erik Karlsson in San Jose the Penguin fans and media members have said about Chris Letang. Just so immensely skilled, but some of the things he does on the ice just confound you.
Yeah, and St. Louis wins 5-1 last night. A couple former Penguins have been key to their success. Last night, David Perron scored their first goal, a minute 32 in, got them off and running, at a goal and an assist. It's kind of hard to blame the Penguins for trading him, though, is it?
Oh, I think we know they got Carl Hagelin for him. And
from Anaheim.
And the Penguins would have made that trade a million times over, and Hagelin helped them win cups. Perron was doing nothing here, so good for him. I mean, he kind of has resurrected his career with the Blues, because he really did nothing when he went to Anaheim then.
Up in Las Vegas last year and goes to the cup final last year.
But he wasn't
2 years in a row he's to the final.
But he wasn't really a contributor. He's finally doing something. And, I mean, he had pedigree when the Penguins acquired him initially, but he just never panned out. He kind of had a lull in his career, and now he seems to be reborn.
Oscar Sundquist has contributed big time to them, though, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And that's one trade I think you can knock Rutherford for. He gave up Sundquist and a number one pick for Ryan Reeves, who the coach never played here. And Sundquist is the prototypical third-line center that looked pretty good on the Penguins right now.
Yeah,
he?
Well, let's be honest, though, Ron. What do Oscar Sundquist and Ryan Reeves have in common? And that is that Mike Sullivan didn't play really either of those guys. You know, people will tell you that Sundquist never got an extended look, that while he looks like the prototype third-line center that the Penguins so much desire, he was never really given that opportunity when he was here.
He's got certainly taken advantage of it there, hasn't he?
Oh, he's a nice player.
Game-winning goal the other day for them. I think he's done a real nice job for them.
Oh, real nice job. And I'll tell you, Pittsburgh, you know Penguin fans are going to be pulling about as hard as possible for the Blues to win this.
Well, nobody wants Boston
series
to win another one. It goes back, 80 years for a city to have three simultaneous champions in major sports. I think Detroit did it in the mid-30s. I know I wasn't around. I didn't cover those teams. But Boston, I think we're exhausted with the Boston-New England dominance, aren't we?
Yeah, and now we have seen St. Louis-Boston matchups. We saw the Red Sox and Cardinals twice.
The last time the Blues went to the finals
was
the
Bruins. And
that was a Bobby Orr. Was that the dive game?
Yes. Yes.
One of the most iconic pitchers in sports. He scores and as he's diving through the air.
Now, I'm filling in for Bob Grove right now, and he is the resident historian.
Well,
he knows everything, right? Well, here's a little bit of history, and if you know this, I apologize, but the St. Louis Blues went to the finals three straight years under Scotty Bowman. The last time was in 70 when they played Boston. But the way the NHL constructed things was all the expansion teams were in the same division. So they basically became the sacrificial lamb for the established teams. And the Blues went three straight years and got swept, I believe, each and every year. But Scotty Bowman was able to parlay that into the Montreal job, and the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
Yes. So the fact that the Blues had three consecutive appearances in the finals, not so impressive when you consider, you know, they were going up against essentially the Penguins, the Flyers, who was it?
The LA Kings. All the newbies
in
the league.
Yeah, the Oakland Golden
Seals.
Do
you give the Blues much chance against Boston?
I do.
You like Bennington in goal? He's been good. Although Tuukka Rask, you know.
But I
does it come down? Who's the Conn Smythe at this point? Schwartz, the kid from St. Louis.
Jaden Schwartz,
had another goal last night. He's just tearing it up.
Yep.
And then I think Tuukka Rask from Boston.
I would agree. But, you know, of course, you got the wild cards with guys like Marchand and Bergeron. Those guys.
Well, it's hard to like Marchand.
No,
it
is. But, you know, I'm racking my brain here, Ron. You know, you talked about the goalie for the Blues. I can't imagine. Can a team win a Stanley Cup with a rookie in goal? Has it ever happened?
Yeah, I think it happened twice to the same rookie before, right?
Yeah. So let's not worry so much about that. I mean, the Bruins breaking Billington.
And Matt Murray was 20 when he won. Bennington's like 24 or 25.
Yeah, Bennington's been around
a
while.
He's no kid. He's been around, but boy, has he had a playoff, hasn't he?
Yep. But it'll come down to goaltending, as it usually does. But I'll tell you, St. Louis, I mean, they put up some goals in that series against San Jose.
Jaden Schwartz, where's he come from? I mean,
he's a good player. Good player. And
Tarasenko's a really good
immensely
player.
Skilled. And then of course, you're going to get bored to death with the David Backes connection because, you know, he was at St. Louis for how many years? And now he's with Boston doing almost next to nothing for the Bruins. But you'll hear that connection over and over again.
Isn't it amazing how hockey, a coach, all of a sudden can turn things around? Look what Bylsma did when he took over for Mike Therrien. Yep. Look what Sullivan did when Mike Johnson. They were in last place, the Blues, and they fired Mike Yeo, I guess, in November. They still were last place overall January 3rd. Craig Berube, who would have saw this coming, is what he's done with St. Louis.
Yeah. I mean, this
one
is
one of the noted tough guys, as a player.
He was a goon, yeah. This is no fluke, though. The Blues played very well. You remember what they did to the Penguins at the arena.
Yeah.
They manhandled them that day, and we're like, wow, you know, boy, did the Penguins lay an egg. Well, it turned out the team they were playing that day was a pretty good team. Now, I don't think there's anything flukish about what St. Louis has done, and we all know that the postseason is so much different from the regular season, but they did get their act together in January, and they steamrolled through the West after that.
So who are you picking?
I'm picking St. Louis to win.
How many?
I'll say six.
You think it's going to go a while?
Yeah, but I'm going to go with the Blues. Please don't disappoint me.
Eric, I appreciate you. Now, you had them. You didn't have them going in, though. Who was your pick going in?
I took Vegas, remember?
I took San Jose. I think I had San Jose and Washington. I got one to the conference finals.
Who did I pick in the East? I don't think I picked Tampa.
I picked Washington. Tampa was just too easy because everybody would have. And, you know, obviously we saw what they did, right?
Yeah, but I do remember I did pick the Golden Knights, and they, of course, we're unceremoniously bounced by the officials.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome, Joe.
All right. We need your help. The local blood supply, it's critically low. Blood donors are in great need. We're partnering with Vitalant for a blood drive at 7 Foster Plaza in Greentree from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's coming up on Wednesday, June 5th. All those who donate will receive 2 tickets to the first Red Dirt Rock and Rib concert featuring David Allen Coe, Rough Creek, and Todd Jones. Register at 937thefan.com/giveblood. You want to make a prediction on the hockey? Please do. 412-928-9370. You want to talk about what the former Penguins are doing for the Blues? David Perron, a big goal last night. Oscar Sundquist has had quite the tournament. 412-928-9370. That's also our Edgar Snyder and Associates text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. The number again, 412-928-9370. Bob Walk coming up at 1 o'clock. We're going to get into some Pirates talk again, maybe some more Steelers OTAs. We got a long way to go and a lot of ground to cover. Appreciate you finding Cook and Joe on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.